You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7. Celebrity Dirt starts now.
Don't get me wrong. Look, whatever Carrie Underwood has gone through physically in the last couple of months with the broken arm and whatever happened to her face, we feel for her and there's great sympathy. That being said, sometimes she posts the dopiest stuff on social media that you just want to kick her in the throat.
She's just a little innocent and naive, I think.
Over Christmas, it was starting a brand new tradition. We're going to bake cookies. Like that's never been done at Christmas in anyone's life.
Yeah.
And here's the one today. Entertainment Tonight claims Carrie Underwood recently got stopped for speeding. Oh my God, that's never happened to anybody.
She's such a rebel.
She tweeted, "Well, it happened today. After 18 years, I can no longer say I've never been pulled over for speeding. I feel so ashamed. I may or may not have cried in my car after the cop let me go. Hashtag rule follower. Hashtag granny driver. Hashtag I'm sorry."
So 18 years. So that makes her 34.
Why don't you just go ahead and say Carrie Underwood's age on the air? She's real happy about that.
Wouldn't we all love to be 34?
Give me a break.
Yeah, whatever.
Give me a break. Yes.
She was probably going 10 miles over.
Good news from Lady Antebellum's Hillary Scott. Gave birth to twins. She posted, "Our family is thankful and proud to announce the arrival of our precious baby girls. They were born in the early hours on January 29th. We can't wait to share more about them in the days to come. Thank you to everybody who prayed and prayed for these little ladies. And thank you, Lord, for healthy babies. Hashtag twins." Very happy.
Very good.
And her partners and Lady Antebellum are like, "All right, you got the kids out. We got a tour to do." Dates are booked.
No more excuses.
No more excuses. And finally, don't know how to take this. Gossip Ireland claims Prince Harry recently took his fiancée Meghan Markle to his mother's graveside. A source tells the site Harry had already taken her there to see his mom, but they will go back before the big day. He wanted to take Meghan to see and to speak to her. It was very personal to Harry. I think he quietly asked his mom for her blessing to marry Meghan, too. Here's my question. Let's forget who his mom was. Let's forget who he is. If you were going to marry me and I said, "I want you to go talk to my mother's grave," would that be creepy to you?
How much money do you have?
Because I got to thinking about it. I was doing everything I could to keep you from having to face-to-face my mom, and she was alive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to overlook a few things, but that might be.
So that is weird.
It's a personal thing. I guess some people it would be completely normal.
I don't want to do it. You don't get the crown jewels. Okay, take me there.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Gentlemen, if you think that your lady wouldn't leave you for Tom Brady in a heartbeat, now consider the source. This survey was conducted by AshleyMadison.com.
Ah, well, that's kind of their business.
Yeah, their whole business is this. 46% of married women would have an affair with Tom Brady because of his quote-unquote boy next door looks.
He's got some qualities.
That's a big number, though, 46%. But
yeah.
Here's what I was wondering. Guys don't do this.
Don't do what?
Don't do what I'm about to say. Like, just to put it in perspective, we don't root for Tom Brady because he's married to Gisele Bundchen and we think she's hot. That's not happening. Ladies, on the other hand, I have a theory about this. So the big game's this Sunday. Your choices are the Eagles and the Patriots. You have no dog in the fight. You don't care about either team. But the strange breed woman goes, "Tom Brady's hot. I'm rooting for the Patriots." And the way that happens, doesn't it? Yes!
If you've got no other way to choose, if your team is out of it, you're like, whatever. Flip a coin or root for the cute boy.
So that would happen. That is not improbable that the strange breed woman would pick her team based on how cute so-and-so is, right?
It's a possibility.
Oh, that's so great. I want to see how widespread this is.
Is that wrong?
No! It's just a theory I had, and I love it when I have completely analyzed the strange breed woman. 704-570-1037-800-522-9762. Ladies, Have you ever chosen the team you're rooting for by the attractiveness of one of the players?
Yeah, calling about the rooting for a certain team by the looks of the player.
Yes.
I would definitely root for Tom Brady just because of how hot he is.
See, I'm telling you, Debbie, this is one of the most sound theories I've ever had about the strange weed woman.
I cannot argue with it. I'm not gonna.
Are we talking about rooting for teams because of their hot players?
Yes.
Chris Long, number 56, defensive end for the Eagles, hottest man in the NFL.
So that's definitely who you're rooting for on Sunday because they have Chris Long.
100%.
Okay, yeah, I got to look him up because his face is not coming to mind right now. Is he hotter than Tom Brady?
To me, he's multiple times hotter because he's got the tattoos and, like, the chiseled man looks. He's just...
What you're saying is if only I had tattoos, I could be your favorite.
You'd be higher on the list for sure.
Did you Google the Chris Long over there?
She's got a strong case. I'm not going to argue that one either.
Ladies, have you ever decided who you were rooting for just based on the attractiveness of one of the participants?
Hey, when I was much younger, I used to root for the Atlanta Falcons because of Patrick Kearney, because a girlfriend of mine's brother played football with him in college. And I was like, oh, I remotely know him, so I'm going to root for them because he's hot.
That's very sound judgment.
I remotely know him, and he's hot.
Of course.
So great.
How about that?
Yes, I have to comment about we're going to pull for Tom Brady because of his looks.
Yes.
Well, he also probably has another feature that women might look at.
What's that?
He's really good. He's really good with his hands.
Yes, but do you see where he puts his hands a lot?
Well, that's very true, but he has gloves on most of the time.
He's practically a doctor.
This just in from Sydney Deese or Sydney Dice on the Charlie and Debbie Show Facebook page. How about the other way around? Guys rooting for teams because of the cheerleaders. I don't think so. I think we will give a team an edge based on the talent on the sideline. But
well, because, you know, probably you can agree pretty much 99% of the cheerleaders are going to be good looking.
Well, and there's a big difference really with college football. There's a lot more talent when you get below a certain point in the United States. The northern cheerleaders, they're beasts compared to what's in the southeast. It's
I'm
just a fact.
I'm not saying that you said that.
Well, people want to argue with me. They can be wrong. This got started. A survey by Ashley Madison reveals that 46% of married women would have an affair with Tom Brady because of his boy next door looks. And I contend that ladies are going to decide who they're rooting for this weekend in the Super Bowl based on who has the hottest players. Because they don't have a dog in the fight. Right?
You know what? I got the hot sweat. All of them. Because all of them got on players' uniforms.
Yeah, that is appealing.
Yeah, because, you know, their butt cheeks are so tight and firm. I wish mine was like that, you know?
More music.
More music. More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls. It's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
According to nearly 12% of women, this is a sign of sophistication. What is it?
Nearly 12% of women say this is a sign of sophistication. What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Hello, I have an answer for you for the smartest person in the QC.
Well, good. According to nearly 12% of women, what is a sign of sophistication?
The purse you're carrying.
The purse you're...
The type of purse, yes.
No, not it.
No. Okay.
And let me guess, your next guess would have been the kind of shoes you're wearing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I smelled a purse, shoes, and belt kind of girl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Can I try the smartest person in the QC?
Yes. According to nearly 12% of women, what is a sign of sophistication?
Probably going to get it wrong because I'm a lesbian, but I want to say, like, clean cut.
Clean cut. No, not it.
Thank you.
I got the answer.
What is it?
Gray hair.
Pretty good guess.
Let me tell you something. If that was the case, women would think not only am I sophisticated, I'm
he
Socrates.
Would be the most interesting
yes.
man on earth.
Looking for the answer to your question, right?
Yes, ma'am. According to nearly 12% of women, this is a sign of sophistication.
Oh, that's an easy one. It's the size of their feet, isn't it? Oh, wait a minute. That's something else. Go Pat.
Thank you.
This has nothing to do with ladies. This is, according to ladies, this is a sign of sophistication in a man.
For a man, yes.
Smartest person of the QC?
Yes. I have an answer to the question.
All right, nearly 12% of women say this is a sign of sophistication.
Is it have a job?
That's how far the standard has been lowered now.
Yeah, we're just excited if you're employed.
If you're employed and you're not on your mom's couch, you are sophisticated.
Hello, do you have an answer yet?
The question, according to nearly 12% of women, this is a sign of sophistication.
Table manners.
Able manners. No, but she appreciates them just the same.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I just wanted to try and answer the smartest person in the QC question.
What you got?
Is it a scruffy beard or like a mustache, like facial hair?
Good job.
We were waiting for the mustache. Yes, that is it.
Oh, yay!
11.5% of women say if you look like Tom Selleck, you're sophisticated. Who is this?
This is Cassie.
Step into the spotlight, darling, and tell us what we need to hear.
Hi, my name is Cassie, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Duke Energy. Duke Energy is building the smarter energy future that everyone in the Carolinas deserves with energy that's affordable, reliable, and cleaner. Learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
We begin in Pennsylvania with a woman who says she bought magic wands from a self-described psychic to erase negative thoughts. She says not one, not 200, but $5,400 of her money was the only thing that disappeared. The woman says she paid the psychic $1,800 apiece for each of the three wands, but became suspicious about the effectiveness of the wands and contacted police.
What, she still had negative thoughts after being taken for $5,400? I got a positive thought for you. I'm positive your money is gone.
Oh, my. And this is a disturbing story on a lot of levels because I know a lot of children. I grew up in the Houston area, and it was a very popular thing to say, I want to grow up to be an astronaut.
Oh, yeah. Seems like a cool job.
Astronauts on deep space missions could recycle their own feces to make food.
Ooh.
It's a long way to Mars, boys and girls, and astronauts will need to eat. There's limited cargo room for long-haul flights. That means future space travelers will need to recycle and reuse everything possible, including poop. Penn State researchers developed a system that combines microbes with human waste to help create food. Geosciences professor Christopher House describes the resulting substance as a little bit like Marmite or Vegemite, both of which everyone will tell you is the nastiest substance on planet Earth.
Never had that.
Where you're eating a smear of microbial goo. Let me repeat that. You're eating a smear of microbial goo.
Doesn't sound like a 4-star restaurant to me. I think I'll just go to Epcot.
Worst job on planet Earth. Prototype pudding taster, National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.